Libya is following up on pledges it made to the U.S. and Britain, announced last week, to get rid of any weapons of mass destruction or the means to produce them. Tripoli has agreed to let U.N. inspection teams into Libya as early as next week. While U.S. officials have made much of the announcement, Washington is moving cautiously on the next steps, including lifting U.S. sanctions against Muammar Gaddafi's regime. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Bush administration clearly hopes to capitalize on Libya's decision by sending a signal to Iran and North Korea that they too should come in from out of the cold. The U.S. is holding out a carrot to Libya, normalizing relations. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the U.S. would review its long list of sanctions against Tripoli.
As Libya's policy changes, Libya's behavior changes, Libya's circumstances change, we'll be willing to look at those things. And at some point, we may be in a position to make some changes.
Washington is not rushing. According to Christopher Makins, president of the Atlantic Council, a foreign policy institute that recently published a how-to report on normalizing U.S.-Libyan ties.
What we should be looking for is a cautious and pragmatic re-engagement with Libya, not a total decision that black has become white from one day to the next.
Makins recognizes that the U.S. will take some time before deciding to lift U.S. sanctions and remove Libya from the State Department's list of countries that sponsor terrorism.
There's going to be a real desire on the U.S. side to see that this pudding in fact tastes the way it has been described, and that the Libyans do really now move forward with the signature of the additional protocol on inspections under the non-proliferation treaty, that they do allow the international inspectors in to see all of their different facilities, that those facilities are being dismantled.
Gaddafi's latest move does fit a pattern as he tries to get out from under devastating sanctions. Earlier this year, Libya agreed to compensate families of the victims of Pan Am Flight 103, a move that paved the way for United Nations sanctions to be lifted. Libya's Prime Minister, Shukri Ghanem, acknowledged that the latest move to erase any questions about Libya's weapons programs was aimed at easing the remaining economic sanctions.
We have new priorities. Our priority is to improve our economy, to improve the standard of living of our people.
Some of the major U.S. sanctions predate the Lockerbie bombing. It was President Reagan who in 1986 pulled U.S. oil companies out of Libya and banned U.S. citizens from traveling there. He accused Muammar Gaddafi of sponsoring terrorism and harboring the Palestinian Abu Nidal group. Oil industry experts say that some company officials were allowed to go back to Libya last year to check up on their former concessions. Robert Ebel of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Libya is eager to have U.S. businesses back, and he says U.S. oil companies want back in as well.
The geologic potential of Libya is quite good. In fact, the reserve base of Libya is higher to date than what it has been. The European market is very close by. Libyan oil is a very good quality. So it has a number of things, you know, going for it.
Today, Libya's foreign minister told reporters that his country will welcome U.S. oil companies back. Longtime Gaddafi critic Mansour El-Khikhia describes U.S. oil companies as Gaddafi's trump card.
He always kept their concessions. He kept their concessions, and he had always reminded them, hey, you guys are losing money.
El-Khikhia, a professor at the University of Texas San Antonio, is skeptical of Gaddafi's makeover. He argues that Libya's weapons programs had stalled, so Gaddafi is giving up little by opening up to weapons inspectors and could be getting a lot in return, with a new image and the potential return of U.S. companies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.